It's Friday coming down. Another big week in news, as you well know. Another bombshell after another discredited. Big bombshells yesterday. Lev Parnas and the GAO and all these other shows. Oh, this is the big bombshell. This is it. And then you find out, well, there's more to it. It's not really what they're talking about. But I can tell you this. Through all of it, through all the noise, through all the nonsense, as we just talked about with Congressman Wahlberg, the president continues to get done things that people said he could never accomplish. For example, the China deal. The tariffs worked. For all the naysayers, the tariffs worked. USMCA. It will be signed here shortly. You can't renegotiate NAFTA. That plus the Japan deal, three major trade deals with our four biggest trading partners, putting America in another great position to do well. Joining me now, Hogan Gidley, the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Hogan, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Good to have you here. And, you know, I'm going to skip the noise. Let's talk about the good things that are happening in this country for a moment. Let's take a moment and talk about the China deal, USMCA, the deal with Japan, soon a deal with the UK as soon as Brexit is over. And the president continues to get things done that people said couldn't be done. Paul Krugman said if he's president, the whole world will be in disarray. The economy will never recover. That kind of nonsense. I still enjoy reading that article, by the way. But look at all the great things that have happened just this week, Hogan.
Well, they are the experts. Let's not forget. This has been one of the most historic weeks of this presidency from an economic standpoint with the China trade deal, as you just mentioned. China absolutely taking advantage of the United States for decades. Every candidate I'm sure you've ever talked to has the point they make of free and fair trade. Well,
sure.
The free trade was always there. It was the fairness that never followed, and it was the responsibility of the politician to make sure that happened. Well, it never got done till this president. And one of the reasons we can hold China's feet to the fire is because our economy is so strong. Because of what he's done with tax cuts and deregulation, allowing people to keep more of their own money, we have the strongest economy we've seen in decades. It's the lowest unemployment for African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, women employed at record numbers. All of those things go to allow us to kind of stand up and have a backbone and a chest against these other countries and say, listen, we want to work with you guys. We don't want you to suffer, but we're not going to be the ones responsible for making sure the rest of the world is paid for. We're not the world's piggy bank, as the president says time and time again. So we got this amazing trade deal done with China, opening up markets to our farmers and ranchers, the energy industry. Also, USMCA was done, something that we had passed and got locked up with Mexico and Canada 8 months ago and
right.
It sat on Nancy Pelosi's desk this entire time. Let's not forget, we go back just a couple of weeks, an executive order on protecting protecting against anti-Semitism on college campuses for students, yesterday with religious freedom, paid family leave, creation of Space Force, the killing of a known terrorist, the worst in the world, in al-Baghdadi, and then following that up with Soleimani, who had taken over the mantle. I mean, the entire presidency has been riddled with these successes, and all the Democrats care about are politics. It's just unfathomable to see.
It's disappointing. It really is. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi, you know, fist pumping and handing out celebratory pens that have been engraved. Maybe that's what they needed time off for, Hogan. Maybe they needed that month off to get all of the monogrammed pens made and the T-shirts.
They took six vacations since this whole thing started.
Well, sure.
Six.
But it's imperative we get him out of office right now. Here are the real problem. And here are the two articles of impeachment as they should have been written. Number one, the president won in 2016. That's Article 1 of impeachment. And number two is the Democrats have nobody that can beat him on November 3rd of 2020 this year. They can't beat him. So there's Article number two of impeachment because there really is nothing else here.
Well, you just hit it the nail on the head, and that is I am sure, having done multiple campaigns over the course of my political career, it's difficult to run against a president who is making the world safer by protecting our southern border, building a wall that has seen the seventh month in a row of a decline of people coming across our southern border when December is the time it's supposed to tick up. It's still going down. A president who, as I mentioned before, has killed a couple of the world's worst terrorists who are responsible for hundreds of deaths of American citizens.
And eradicated
ISIS. Tens of thousands
ISIS.
Of people maimed, injured, the economy where it is. I know that's hard to run against, but that doesn't mean you have the right to impeach him because you can't defeat him. It doesn't mean because you hate him and because you want to overturn a free and fair election from 2016 that you can decide to put together an impeachment sham, an illegitimate hoax, and try and take down a president. You have to beat him on ideas. The problem is, as you know, when you begin to outline all of the Democrats' ideas of a Green New Deal that would destroy our economy and economies across the globe, you know, infanticide, open borders, you know, sequestration that gutted our military that this president has restored.
Right.
When you see that what they're running on, I mean, you got to pick something better than that. And so I think they're just trying to grasp at straws here.
Well, clearly, I mean, again, I just saw the brand new polling out of New Hampshire pop up while we were talking. Bernie Sanders way ahead in New Hampshire. He's also apparently leading in Iowa. So when you have an out-and-out socialist communist who is your leading candidate, how are you going to go up against this economy? Trust me, America's never going to be a socialist country, not on my watch and not on this president's watch and not on yours, Hogan, because people will reject that. And that's the problem they have. When Bernie Sanders is your leading candidate, you're in deep trouble. I'll give you the last word.
No, I think you're right. But listen, this president has had record-setting successes and record-setting time. No president could withstand the 93% negative news coverage he gets, the constant onslaught from the mainstream media, from Democrats who refuse to work with him, sit down and even hear his side of things, witch hunt hoaxes about Russia that never turned out to be true, a crazy accusation of a Ukrainian call that culminates in articles of quote-unquote impeachment when they don't even outline a single crime in those articles. This just shows the difference between what this president has been able to do, how this president has drained the swamp, changed the mentality in Washington, and focused solely and singularly on the American people, the American worker. It's fine to have great relationships across the globe, which this president
Hogan,
has. We're now
right
more
there.
Feared and respected, but this
Hogan
is about America first, and he's making it happen.
Thank you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to